I guess we'll just dive right in.
Do you want to just state your real name and then your roller derby name?
Sure. So my real name is Karen Hins, and my derby name is Toxic Spice.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your first roller derby experience?
Oh, my first roller derby experience. It doesn't stick out like as my first one, but I just remember standing behind everybody at Fast Forward trying to see what was going on and just seeing glimpses of these women skating around on this track and moving and trying to figure out what the game was, and at the same time just being completely in awe of the fact that it was such a strange crowd of people in one building together. Like, people, there's so many different people from different walks of life. I mean, I think I was standing next to a biker guy with his leather jacket and chains, and then on my right side there was like this 12-year-old girl with pigtails with her mom. And it was just a random assortment of people, and I just remember thinking to myself, this is so bizarre.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun, and everybody was there to watch these women on skates, and it just seemed crazy to me, and I wanted to be able to come back and watch it, like, the proper way, by sitting on the rink and everything. So I made all these plans in order to get there early and get tickets early and sit on the edge of the rink and bring all my friends. And that was probably more memorable because I remember seeing all these, like, we actually had people fall in front of us and everything.
Okay.
And so that was, you know, a little bit different of experience, and that I actually got to experience everything right firsthand there.
Yeah, it's fun. So was it in Madison? Fast Forward then? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you, did anything stand out to you about, like, the players themselves?
Yeah. It's actually kind of funny because I remember just loving the Vaudeville Vixens.
Yeah.
Because their uniforms were all so different, and there were certain players that stood out to me just by having really great names, and they're really good players, like Darling Nikki. I just thought that was such a fun name from the Prince song. And Gloria Stitz and her number 36 Double D. It was such a fun play on words and everything. And then there were just people that were good, and there is this one skater, Dutch Oven, who plays for the Rez Dolls, who I really liked watching her because she was jamming, and I'm like, she's a bigger person, she's not like a tiny little girl like Mouse, and so it's like more similar to me, and I'm like, my god, she's jamming? That's crazy. Like, there's people of all different sizes on this, playing this game. It's just nuts. It was just so much fun.
Yeah, that's great, because everyone kind of has their positions. Then could you talk a little bit about what position you play? Or do you play different positions?
I'm in my second year, and my first year I was just purely a blocker.
Okay.
Mostly inside blocker, and it's a position that I feel like I've not necessarily perfected, but gotten really good at. You know, to the point where when I'm paired up with somebody on my team now, they just immediately say, you're taking inside. And it's kind of been like this thing in practice now where, you know, we'll be playing down the line and somebody will be trying to knock me off, and I'm just like, it's my line! That's kind of part of my, you know, derby persona, is that Toxic Spice, like, that's my line! But, no, I'm starting to pivot now this year, too.
Okay.
Which is something I'm excited to do more of, because it's kind of like a more of a leadership position on the track, and as you get to know the game more and get to learn more of the strategic focus of what you're doing and when, you know, I have a loud voice on the track, so I feel like it's something that I can be good at.
Yeah, good.
But I jammed once in our holiday bout, but it's fun to do, like, in practice and stuff, but it's not something that I don't think I can ever be really, really good at, because I have exercise-induced asthma, so...
Okay.
You know, if I jam, I'm pretty much done.
Right. Yeah, because that's skating full speed.
Like, and I mean, I can get through the pack like once. I can get through the pack and then score once. But after that, I'm pretty much spent. So if it's going to be like a multiple score, I can't really do that.
Okay.
So it's more for fun than anything.
So you mentioned the that's my line as a toxic spice kind of thing. Can you talk a little bit about good, thank you. About how toxic spice differs from Karen.
Toxic spice is like the side of my personality that I've always wanted to let out but really can't in my everyday life unless I'm with my friends sometimes.
Okay.
She's loud and obnoxious. She's a little show-offy. She likes to make a big statement with the other team. Like, in the one hand, you know, I might be joking around with a girl on the line.
Yeah.
The second I come off that line, she's going down.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and it's not like a plain dirty type of thing. It's just plain hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at it as you may be able to, you know, knock me down, but I'm always going to get up. And, like, with busting my finger, I mean, it's finger. You know, I'm going to go back in, and I'm going to play it even harder, and this time you're not going to knock me down.
Yep.
And it's just so much fun. It's like you can just go out there and do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be whomever you want, and I just like being able to tell people, you know, the way it is and what to do, and, you know, to get out of my way, and it's my line.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to think you're even going to come anywhere near my line, then you're going to be in for a world of hurt. And I would never be able to do that in my everyday job. I mean, in my everyday job, I have to be completely political and, you know, get everybody's input on something. I can't tell them, no, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
Even though I think because of Derby, some people at my, who see me every day, they kind of, I'm trying to think of how to say it, but they'll let people think that that's how it is. You know, like, sometimes people will bring it up in meetings and stuff who know that I play Derby. They're like, watch out, she plays Derby. You're going to get in trouble if you don't do what she says.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just have to kind of pass it off. Like, yep, I play Derby, and you can come watch, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, so let's go back to this now.
Right.
And let's talk about what we're doing today for the company.
Right. Yeah.
But it's funny because, you know, there's people who will stop then and be like, you do what?
Mm-hmm.
You play Derby? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They kind of think.
It's just, I don't know what they think. I think I think a lot of people have the image in their head of like the whole bank track, 70s show, not really a sport. And after they come see it, you know, it's different enough. They're like, oh, okay, I see it now. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's interesting.
Because it is a sport. It's a full contact physical sport, and that's why it's so great too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has that element of not necessarily show, but you know what I mean. Just
well,
like
I think we try to have a nice balance between show and sport, and that's one of the things I love about it. Because I mean, I've been an athlete for a really long time. I think since I was like 9 years old, and I played basketball, volleyball, and softball in college.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I mean, there's not really anything that you can do other than, like, bar leagues and stuff. And I do play, actually, softball in the summer with some girls from Derby. But it's more just for fun.
Right.
And even the other leagues that I was in, I would get so frustrated because people wouldn't take it seriously. And not that you're supposed to take it seriously at a bar league, because that's the whole point of it, but
no,
I was missing that competitive aspect.
That's how I am with volleyball, too.
Yeah.
So, I understand.
Well, and that's what's so nice about Derby is that, on the one hand, it's just a really athletic sport that you have to have some skill to play. And on the other hand, you get to, you know, have a fun time. I mean, last night at the bout, you know, we're standing on the line. I'm standing on the pivot line next to the girls from the North Star Roller Girls. And we're dancing, and I'm like, ooh, that's booty shake.
I love that.
You know, I mean, we don't do that in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that in softball.
No. No.
You have little parties on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, we're just nuts. We're just crazy sometimes, and we do crazy things, and it's just fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about how you came up with your name?
That was really hard.
Yeah, I can
imagine.
It's
a lot harder than people think. You know, when I first thought about doing Derby, I came up with all these names. I'm like, oh, this would be my name, and oh, that would be my name. But when you're actually choosing it, it's really hard because you're basically picking what people are going to call you.
Yep.
For some people, the whole rest of your life.
Yeah.
Because
that's
when
what
people
Ace's
meet
Wild
you,
was saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. people meet you as Toxic Spice, and all they think of is to call you toxic. We don't know each other's names.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, these girls, I will forever call Ace's Wild Ace.
Yep.
I mean, I will never be able to call her anything else mm-hmm. because that's her name. And so it was really hard. And at first, actually, I had a completely different name picked out. But somebody else from Boston registered it
okay.
before I could.
Mm.
And I think it actually worked out for the best because the name was Mrs. Dash.
Oh, okay.
And it was because I have kind of like a Martha Stewart-y side to me mm-hmm. where I love being in the kitchen and cooking and having dinner parties and stuff for my friends. And I wanted a name that my fans can kind of build around. Mm-hmm. And so, like, my husband was going to be Mr. Dash.
Okay.
And, you know, my friends were going to be different types of spices, and they were going to be the spicy section.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be
funny.
This whole thing. And then my tagline was going to be, every jam is better with a little Mrs. Dash. I mean, it was just,
yeah,
I had all
yeah.
this stuff, like, you know, figured out. But so then somebody else registered it. And when you register a name, nobody else can have that name.
That'd be frustrating.
And yeah, so, and it was like a week before we could register them, so I was panicked and I didn't know what to do. And so I started talking with this guy who now is actually our coach. And I was talking to him about names and why I wanted the name that I wanted. And so he actually came up with the idea of a Spice Girl name.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came up with a bunch of different spices, and with my. And the people at work were helping me too. And
okay.
my boss at the time thought Toxic Lady would be a good name. And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so Toxic's kind of cool because it's kind of a play on my job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something that you would want to mess with. And then it could be, I like the whole Spice Girl thing because
right.
it would still be like the spicy section.
Yeah,
and
so I was thinking with the Dash.
The Spice Girls were coming back to doing this reunion at the time, and
okay.
so I thought that would be so much fun to kind of play off that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went with Toxic Spice.
Okay.
And then one of my coworkers came up with my number being XXX because that's what was on the outside of moonshine bottles. And
okay.
so it's like, you know, a toxic substance.
Right, yeah. yeah, that works.
So yeah, it's so, and it was fun. And like now my tagline is, she'll give you what you want, what you really, really want, or deserve.
I didn't know that. That's
yeah.
great. So along with the name Toxic Spice, can you tell me a little bit about, like, are there costume elements that are specific mm-hmm. to Toxic? Can you talk about those a little bit?
Yeah. I have a Mr. Yuck symbol.
Okay.
I have it on everything.
Okay.
Which is funny because my husband's derby name now is Mr. Yuck.
Oh, funny.
yeah.
Perfect.
So, I've actually been working with someone to get a new uniform done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was panicked because I'm like, wow, there's some things on my uniform that I really wouldn't want to give up. Like, I had Mr. Yuck on the back of my skirt.
Mm-hmm.
I had shorts that I wore last year that I had Mr. Yuck on.
Okay.
And, you know, if I was feeling sassy, I'd flip up my skirt and they'd see Mr. Yuck. And
yes.
I kind of had this thing with Busta Crimes last year
mm-hmm.
because she was, she and I were really good friends when we were trying out.
Okay.
And she got on one team and I got on another team. And so we were like, ooh, you'll be like my derby rival.
Yeah.
And so on my Mr. Yuck shorts, where the eyes were, I put dollar signs.
Oh, okay.
when we were playing the Rez Dolls, and then every time I went by her, I just flipped up my skirt, and it was just very funny.
Yeah.
And I had like a radioactive symbol on my my top and on my helmet, but it's really more like the X's and the Mr. Yuck that is my thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think. If you don't mind, kind of, this is more of like a boring question, but could you just explain all the pieces of equipment that are involved?
Sure. So, aside from the uniform,
mm-hmm.
there are quad skates, so not inline ones. It's
mm-hmm.
like the kind of the ones that you skated on when, you know, you're in like eighth grade at the roller rink, but they're a little bit different from them because they're on a speed skate boot, mm-hmm. so they're lower to the ground. And within those, you know, you've got your bearings and your trucks that hold the skate to the wheels, and everybody has different ways of tweaking them in order to make them loose or tight, and what types of wheels and what types of bearings. I mean, it's a very involved process, and some skaters are very into having their specific wheel and their specific okay. bearing and their specific truck and their specific boot, and if they don't have all that, then they're not going to skate well.
Well, yeah.
So it starts with the skates, and then protective equipment, we wear knee pads, elbow pads, and wrist guards. Mm-hmm. And the knee pads are also all different. I mean, everybody has different types of knee pads depending on what you like. Elbow pads and wrist guards are kind of standard. Nobody, I mean, there's not really anything special.
Right. They kind of just serve their purpose.
Yeah. I mean, elbow pads are really just there for when you, you know, fall forward, and because you learn how to fall on your elbows and your wrists. Mm-hmm. So they're just there to protect your elbows from getting scraped up, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your helmet that everybody has to wear, and a mouth guard.
Okay.
And a mouth guard is another thing that people tend to, you know, everybody has kind of a different style, color, and then we all seem to be really getting involved with decorating our helmets lately. That's another piece of equipment that's a lot of fun to do something with.
Good. Sorry, I just took a long time. Can you explain how you kind of view the, not necessarily like costuming, but like the element of derby that you get to choose what you wear and how you represent yourself? How do you see that? Or actually, let me rephrase that.
Mm-hmm.
How does the costuming aspect kind of function in the creation of your derby persona? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's kind of hard to explain. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can kind of tell when people are first starting out in derby because of what they're wearing.
Really?
Yeah. When people first start out in derby, they wear a lot more clothes. I mean, that sounds strange,
mm-hmm.
but what I've noticed just being in the league for 2 years is that, I mean, and it happened to me too, is that when you first start, everybody is kind of not just trying to figure things out. Mm-hmm. And, you know what your own experience in the past has been like for athletics, and you kind of, you know, default to that. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, I showed up in t-shirts and shorts because, mm-hmm. like, well, this is an athletic event, and this is what you do, is, you know, you wear t-shirts and shorts and athletic socks, and
mm-hmm.
and now in practice I wear booty shorts and fishnets and, you know, fun socks and tank tops,
yeah.
or t-shirts with my name on it, or, you know, there was one day that I was laughing because I'm like, man, I am all in pink today.
Yeah.
I obviously all of my differently colored bottoms are in the wash because I'm a pink monster. And the thing is that it was like not a big deal. Like,
yeah.
It's not like you have to match everything.
Right.
And I guess that it's just kind of the evolution of being okay with just wearing whatever and figuring out that when you wear kind of your own derby personas clothing, you play better.
Yeah.
You know, you're more comfortable in it. Because it's your derby persona going out there.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's your derby persona out there yelling things at your other teammates or other people and making big hits and, you know, yelling, it's my line. I mean, it's not you. It's your persona. And if you're dressed like you would normally dress, it's much harder to play that game.
Yeah.
And so you almost have to make something completely different. And so, like, Toxic Spice wears, you know, booty shorts or skirts that are flippable, and fishnets and always have to have tall foam socks and, you know, just my I don't really care what kind of top I wear. It's just my whatever t-shirt that has my name on it. It's clean.
Right.
You know, and I always wear my hair in pigtails. I mean, it's just, that's the Toxic, that's Toxic Spice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because actually I had to leave. When I left practice the other day, I had to meet some friends at the Glass Nickel. And I said, I'm like, well, I'm going to be in my derby gear. And I didn't even care. I'm like, I'm walking into the Glass Nickel with my derby gear, with booty shorts and fishnets on.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, well.
Yeah, so you were kind of still toxic
yeah,
at that time.
Yeah, I was still very toxic, you know. And the funny thing is that people were looking at me funny, and there's this girl that was looking at me in the bathroom, and I was just waiting for her to move so that I could use the sink because my hands smelled like wrist guard, which is really nasty.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just want to wash my hands, and I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting. And she turns around, she's like, okay, I just have to ask, what's with the fishnets? And I just, I'm like, I play derby.
Yeah.
I play derby. I came to practice.
What did she say to that?
And she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
That's
like,
funny.
I play derby.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Yeah. She's probably just like, thank you.
It's just, you know, one of those things that you say something like that and people are immediately like, oh, okay.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't wear it at work. And actually, it was funny. One day, sometimes I have to change at work and then go to practice. And I always try to make sure I have, like, pants and a jacket, and one day I didn't have pants, and I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Walking through the parking lot, I'm like, this is not the environment to be Toxic Spice.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to have that persona there.
Yeah.
Because it's a different life.
Right.
And so it was that one moment where I'm like, okay, always bring pants.
Yeah. Live and learn, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's great. Do you have any kind of pre-bout rituals that you do to kind of make the transition into toxic, or is it just kind of a you wake up and you're toxic because you know that's what you're doing?
It takes me a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually, like on bout day, I usually, you know, get up and I try to do something that I'm not really thinking about the bout because I get really nervous.
Do you?
Actually, yeah. I get... One of my teammates once told me that her bout ritual was Imodium, and I didn't really get it. And then the first bout, I'm like, okay, I get it. Do you have some?
Yes. So I mean, is that a continuous thing now?
Well, I can tell when I'm going to play well and when I'm not, because if I'm nervous, I play well. If I'm not nervous, I don't play well.
Okay.
And I think when I really start doing the whole transition is when I get ready. Because I'll get, like, half ready at home and be packing my bag and everything. And I just kind of go through my checklist of what I need in order to play and what I need in order to be toxic. And I put it in my bag. And then once I get to the venue... You know, I can't be around these girls and not be toxic. I mean, it's just, that's who I am around them. And, you know, that's when you really start getting involved in, okay, so I'm getting my skates on and getting skating. And it's just, once you're done getting dressed, I mean, you are that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're done.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me a little bit about how it makes you feel? Like, some of the emotions or feelings you get when you...
I feel like I really can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a crazy feeling. But, like, I mean, last night I lined up against girls who are so much bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had that experience before.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, you know, maybe in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, I mean, they were usually just taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't, like, physically bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I just lined up against them. I'm like, okay, my line. Come get it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think I ever would have done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just, when I get dressed and I'm, you know, start skating, I just enjoy it. I just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look forward to getting to hang out with the rest of my team, skate with them. You know, we skate together. We have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good time. And, you know, it might be grabbing each other and pushing each other around. It might just be, you know, getting together and just hanging out. But we have a good time together. And it's just fun.
Yeah, that's great.
Isn't that funny though?
I'm just trying to think if I missed anything.
What?
Is there anything else you just wanted to add or say? Even not even just about like the costuming aspect, but about anything in general?
I will have to say, one of the things that really drew me to Derby, maybe not initially, but once I learned more about it, is the fact that every Derby team is so involved in the community. I love the fact that portions of every bout go to a different charity,
right.
And it's local charity
too.
A lot of our sponsors are local sponsors. You know, as we're getting bigger, we're starting to get a couple of national sponsors involved, and we're trying to be really careful with what we do because we don't want to lose that local feel.
Right.
I find myself shopping at the sponsors that we have because I know that they support Derby,
right.
And I think to myself, well, if I'm going to be buying this anyway, I might as well buy it here because I'm helping myself play.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I really love that. Like, one of my first bouts, actually the first bout that I ever played, a portion of the door went to one of the girls in the league because she had broken her leg the season before.
Right.
And didn't have very good insurance, and so was paying a lot out of pocket. And I thought that was just so great that, you know, we don't require everybody to use insurance. I highly recommend that anybody who joins has insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not an easy sport, but it was just nice to see that, you know, so many people would rally around somebody who, you know, had an experience like that, and that's kind of my experience throughout the whole thing, is that you could really, at any point in time, contact somebody in Derby and say, you know, look, I really need some help with something, and they would help you out.
Right.
I love that. I love that camaraderie.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's great.
Well, I don't have any more questions, so, I mean, just...
It's not Jennifer or Mario.
Great.
So thank you so much. That was